else like you. Let's sing the first verse again. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
And I live for you.
desire. Amen. Lord, every breath that I take, amen. I want to welcome you to the service this morning. Let's sing that song, Shout to the Lord. All the earth, let us sing. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Let me drop that down. All the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. This is the Lord of your name. I'll sing for joy. Time, except we're going to sing it in a lower key so I can actually lead it. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of my comfort, my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. We'll let every breath, amen, and all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. We'll shout to the Lord. Earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound. I'll sing for joy. like singing that song. I like singing that song on a bright, sunny fall morning, too. Let's enjoy that. We're going to open the service in a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Ben Pritchard if he would come and open the service in a word of prayer. We've got a lot of prayer requests. As you can see, we've got a lot of folks missing. We've got a lot of folks traveling, some working. So we want to if you can play, bring all your needs to the altar there, Sister Anna. We want to remember Brother Richard Smith, the Smiths. He's at home with a real bad cold, just needs a touch. Remember him in prayer. We want to remember Sister Jennifer Cockman. Just got an issue with her back. We want to remember Brother Jaron is on call this morning. The Buchanans, Brother Keith, Sister Sarah not here. We want to remember Sister Hannah Whitlock. She has her annual heart appointment coming up, so we want to remember her in prayer that everything goes well with that. We want to continue to remember Brother Larry in prayer, of course, from fighting cancer there. God continues to work a miracle in his life. Amen. It's amazing what God is already doing. But we want to continue to remember him in prayer. He has some blood work on tomorrow that he's going for, so we're going to remember. He's also scheduled for a cataract surgery. So we want to remember Brother Larry in prayer. We also want to remember our pastor and all those that are over on the Israel trip tour, that God's with them as well.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity to come to your house, Lord, to feel your presence already among us. Lord, we pray that you just continue to be among us, Lord. You see the prayer requests, the ones that are sick, Lord, needing a touch from you. God, we know that you are the healer, Lord. You made these bodies, God. You know exactly how we work, God, and you know how to come down and just fix the problems and get us right back where we need to be. God, I pray that you just be with our brother Larry, Lord. God, I pray that your hands of healing would just go and just go around him, oh God, and give him comfort and healing, Lord, in his body, Lord, and strengthen him. We pray, God, that you'd just be with each and every other request that's been brought before us. We pray that you'd be with our pastor and the ones that are traveling in Israel, God. May you just be a blessing to them there, God, and we expect a good testimony when they come back. We pray that you'd just be in our midst. Bless the brother. Lord, let your word flow through him and into our hearts, God, and change us. We pray, God, that you just be with us the rest of this service. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, Brother Ben. If you could turn and shake hands with those that are well around you, welcome to the service. I want to welcome Brad and Lynn that are visiting with us today. Hope that they feel welcome. And then stay standing. We're going to sing. Where's my song? We're going to sing a song. We're going to sing Glory to His Name, down at the cross where my Savior died. Aren't you glad He died for you this morning? Amen. Do we know that song? All right. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I had tried, there to my heart was the blood all applied. Glory to His name. Well, glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. may have your seats. We're going to have a special. Sister Anna is going to sing a special for us. She's playing double duty with a lot of musicians missing today. So we appreciate Sister Anna doing that. And so I got a couple announcements. One, I think everybody knows already, the Crosses had their bouncing baby boy yesterday, I believe. So I believe the deacons' wives have sent out some announcements on helping provide meals for them. And I know Sister Melody would appreciate a lot if anyone would help out with babysitting the other Rugrats while they're getting used to the new one coming along. So if you can do that, that would be greatly appreciated. Couple other announcements. Kids choir. There's going to be a kids choir practice this afternoon. It says here, musicians and vocalists come at 3 o'clock sharp. I guess that's correct, so I'm making sure I read it. Also, Brother Stephen, his Sunday school is this afternoon. Also, there will be a sister's lunch / cookie exchange, something like that, on December 1st between services in the fellowship hall. If you'd like to participate, see Sister Kristen. And by November 6th, that's right around the corner, so remember that. Also, some sad news. If you may or may not heard, Brother Glenn Miller passed away, and there will be a memorial service at Word of Truth Assembly this afternoon at 3:30. All right. Sister Anna.
I've had this song on my heart for the last week, and I just really felt to share it with you guys this morning.
When they called him, Ushers to come at this time. Brother Jeff, if you could say the blessing over the offering. Sing that song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. My song, praising my Savior, all perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. For I'm watching and I'm waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. I'd like to sing that third verse again. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, looking above. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. One more time, this is my story. And this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Is that your story? Amen. We're going to ask the speaker to come. You can check on them, see if they're coming. And while they're coming, let's sing that song. You know that We Need You, Lord? Let's sing that. I don't know what key it's in. Thanks, Mitchell. Amen. Do you need Him? Amen. We need You, Lord. We need You, Lord. Right now, we need You, Lord. We need You, Lord. Right now, amen. Lift our hands and bow our knees. Oh, and worship. And I need You, Lord. I need You, Lord. I need You, Lord, right now. I need You, Lord. I need You, Lord, right. Lift my hands and bow my knees, oh, and worship at Your throne.
Things of this earth will go Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, O God, just to stand here this morning, Lord, and we just wave freedom. Lord, we thank you this morning for victory. We thank you, O God, for health and strength. Lord God, we know that you're going to bless us this morning. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And God, we ring freedom bell this morning. God, we know, Lord, that you will set your people free, those that's bound this morning. Lord, those that need a touch from you this morning. God, whatever the case may be, God, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that you touch that needed one. Touch that body that's racking with pain, oh God. Oh God, whatever the situation may be, God, I just pray, God, that you will move in a mighty way. And Father, if you just take this dry lips of clay, and Father, you just move me completely to the side. And God, may the pillar of fire rest upon my shoulder. And may you anoint the congregation. May you anoint my lips, oh God. Lord, let me say words, Lord, that will edify the body, God. Oh God, until we take this body change, Lord. Lord, and thank you, oh God, for the pastor of this local assembly, oh God, for giving us the opportunity, the moment just to stand here and to speak to his beloved bride. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all things. We thank you in advance. We thank you for what you have done. And we thank you for what you are doing now. And we thank you for what you are going to do. We give you all the praises and the glory in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That'll be all of the singing. So good to be back in the house of the Lord. It's good to see everyone here this morning. Amen. Just appreciate the songs, songs of Zion, songs that's very inspirational. Song that's very inspired. How many of you love the Lord this morning? Amen. You have your Bible. We're going to go right into the word of the Lord with a little message that the Lord put on my heart. Amen. We'll be coming from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Do you love him? 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, in verse 1, and it reads, "Now the Philistine gathered together the army to battle." Let the church say, "to battle." "And were gathered together at Shechol, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shechol and," somebody say that word. Amen. And pronounce the next one. Thank you much. "And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in a rage against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side of Israel, stood on the mountain on the other side. And there were a great valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistine named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he had his armor with coat of mail. And the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had a greave of brass upon his leg, and a target of a brass between his shoulder." And that's right. "And his staff, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one being Sheol went before him. And he stood and cried unto the army of Israel and said unto them, while you come out to set your battle in a rage, am not I a Philistine and you are the servant of Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. Now that man was to be Saul. And if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servant and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defile the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all the Israel heard those words that the Philistines said, were dismayed and greatly afeared. Now David was the son of Ephraite, of Bethlehem, of Judea, of Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons. And the men went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons with Jesse went, and followed Saul to the battle. And the name of the 3 sons to the battle was Eliab, the firstborn, and the next, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 elder followed Saul, but David went and returned from Saul to feed the father's sheep at Bethel. Now let's go on down to verse 20. And David arose up early in the morning and set the sheep with the keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was gone forth to fight and shout for the battle. For Israel and the Philistine had put the battle in a rage. Army against army. Verse 26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defile the army of the living God? Let's skip on down to verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant keep his father. Now he got a testimony now. Now David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and stood a lamb and took a lamb out of his flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and I smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the army of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paws of the lion, out of the paws of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Father, we just pray to sanctify it to our soul. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. Just pray for, you may be seated. Just pray with us. It's just a little nervous, but amen. But then to say it's a good thing to be nervous. Amen. That way we depend on the Lord. Amen. My thought this morning is, facing your giant. And that's right. Praise the Almighty God. Facing your giant. You love the Lord this morning. Now, whether you like it or not, amen, you have to face a battle in your life, but it doesn't mean, amen, that you will lose the battle or you will lose the war. Or you won't have the victory. Amen. But you got to realize, amen, that you have to face a battle. Amen. Now, to battle, you know, you could be, at any time you are facing a giant, amen, it signifies that, amen, you are about to be promoted. Ain't that good? Amen. And we all have battles in our life, and we all have trials that's in our lives. Sometimes we have battles in our life when we come to church where we can't hardly enjoy and serve because of the battle or because of circumstances that goes on in our life. Amen. So we are in a battle. Now, the prophet of God said this right here in 1959. He said, now, there is nothing that would defeat Satan. There's never been nothing on the earth yet would ever defeat Satan like the word of God. Jesus used it in his greatest battle, and he said, it is written. And I found out sometime we as Christians, we allow the enemy, amen, to battle us in such a way, and the only thing we have to do, the Bible said, is resist the devil, and he have to flee. Can the whole church say amen? Amen. Now, he says, and so an army first is get ready for a battle. First, it got to be a select some soldiers. How many of you some soldiers in this morning? Oh my, amen. A soldier for the battle. First, he got to select some soldiers, and they got to be dressed. Woo, my. You got to be dressed for this battle. For the fight, they are got to be trained for the fight. You got to be trained how to fight. I'm realizing in this war, the greatest battle that's ever been fought, amen, is in our mind. The devil will wrestle you in your mind until when you come to church, you can't how to praise God because that enemy somehow has got into your mind. Amen. Somebody say amen. So we realize, amen. Let me finish reading here. You got to be trained for fighting. I heard Brother Donnie say one time, you know, we could be prepared to come to church. You done prayed up and all last night. You can't wait, amen, to get to church. And on your way to service, maybe you got a little boy, a little girl, and all of a sudden, amen, they drinking something. And little Johnny spills some juice on your dress, on your suit. And that just make you so upset. Now you got something or a stain on your shirt. Now you got to turn around. Now you turning around and going back the other way. And seem like every light is on red. And seem like somebody's in the front of you is texting on their phone. Now don't tell me you better know how to fight. You got to know how to fight. You got to know how to be trained in a battle. Can your whole church say amen? So you had in your mind, I'm coming to church and I'm going to worship. Sometimes you have a song in your heart. I'm just going to give it to the song leader. And sometimes you run late. Then when you get there, amen, you don't know how to maneuver yourself. You don't know how to change. Amen. You down brought in, amen, from those traffic lights. Somebody holler at you or something happened. Now when you come to church, you can't praise God. And you found out, amen, that the Israelite, amen, the children of Israel, amen, they was in a battle. Amen. They was in a war, amen, to meet, amen, with this champion called Goliath. And this morning, you may be facing a giant. And sometimes you look at the giant. Maybe the giant is high blood pressure. Maybe the giant is something that's going on in your body. Maybe the giant is your wife. Or maybe the giant is your husband. But you got to face a giant. And you got to know how. Somebody help me preach this morning. You got to know how to deal with the giant. And sometime you found out that Israel, well, amen, they want to camp right in Judah. The Bible said in Judah. And Judah was type of your praise. You come to church and you want to praise the Lord. You come to church, you want to lift both hands. You come to church, you just feel like just praising God. But that old devil, he'll come and sit right on your praise. He'll stop you from praising your hand. You want to say hallelujah, but the devil will tell you you're not even worthy to say amen. And he loves to tell you about your past. Somebody say amen. Oh my God, you talking about a condemnation. When you can't even wave your hand, that devil done told you, how can you wave your hand? And you did all that talking. You did all this and that. You're not even worthy. But you know what I tell that devil? You absolutely right. I'm not worthy, but he is worthy. I'm praising the Lord this morning, not because of my past. I'm praising the Lord because what he did at Calvary. Give me a right to praise the Lord. When I come to church, you know, I realize the more that I surrender, the more the enemy wants to fight, Brother Andy. The more he tried to trip with you, amen. But I thank God that we got something that we can be fortified behind. And that is the Word of God. That's what we come to church. We come to church. It's almost like the hospital. When you come to a hospital, you come for help. Yes, yes. You know, I don't know what is on your prescription this morning. I don't know your need, but you're in the hospital. Amen. You're in God's house. And you got a need. I'm sure you got a need because I raised both hands. I got a need here this morning. I need help from the Lord. Just being a minister alone. Oh, my. You talking about a battle. That's right, Brother Steve. Amen. It's a battle. And the devil does all he could. And you realize the devil will work a couple of days up ahead just to get you set up. Just say, for instance, my precious song leader. And the devil, the enemy, Goliath will come and try to intimidate him where he can't worship God. And I've been there where you can't praise God. And the devil keep pointing his finger, but you need to take your hand and push that devil finger down. Say, devil, move your hand out of my face. I come to praise God. And I don't know about you this morning. I'm coming to Dr. Jesus this morning, and I'm going to get my blessing. I come too far. We are so close to the end, and I'm not going to let the devil take my praise. I'm not going to let the devil take my joy. The joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. You know, if I was at a ball game, and nobody could stop me, I'll praise God. I'll shout for my team. Are you hearing me? But when I'm in church, somehow the devil don't want me to praise God. He don't want me to say amen. When you say amen, you're telling the devil, amen, you're on God's side this morning. Now, I don't know how you feel this morning, but you got to know how to deal with the enemy. Praise God. Sometimes just coming to church, and sometimes I realize working on my job is just work. And you know, you have to work to provide for your family. Amen. Seems like I'm busy, but I got to find a place, a secret place. You say, Brother Andy, I'm so busy. I heard that. But you got to find a place. You got to find that place where it's just you and God. And you got to pray to God. God, release me this morning. God, give me freedom this morning that I can worship you. And that old devil, he don't want you to praise God. He wants you to think about your past. Oh, my. Oh, my. But every time that devil tells me about my past, I tell him about his future. Now, that'll back him up some. Amen. The devil tell me about my past. I said, devil, let me tell you about your future. You and the false prophet will be thrown in the lake of fire. I said, devil, you already lost. Amen. You can't stop us because there is no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Can the whole church say amen? I'm not going to let nothing steal my joy. Nothing steal my joy. You know, just on last night, a little something happened. You know, the devil know exactly. You know, y'all don't realize, and I'm sure you do, the devil studies you too. Yes, he studies you. Yeah, he studies you. He studies your weak point, and he knows that what makes you fly off. Huh? He knows there's nothing that can get to you like your husband, sisters.
There ain't nothing that can turn that button quite like that wife can. My grands, I could just put them to bed, but I love my wife, but she just know where that button is at. Sometimes I don't know where it's at, but she know how to turn that button. And when she turned that button, oh my God, you forgot who you are. But you got to say, Lord, I'm still going to press on. Can the whole church say amen? Amen. So the battle is set. How many of you ready in this war here? Amen. The greatest battle that's ever been fought. Amen. Now, Christian Science, make it mind over matter. No, that isn't it. But your mind, accept it and grasp it. What is your mind? Controlled by, amen, your spirit. And your spirit casts the word of God. And that's the thing that got life in it. It brings life unto you. So you got to know how to fight. Amen. You got to know how to fight the enemy. Amen. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. You know, just a few weeks ago, amen, a little symptom took place in my body, and the devil began to run his mouth. The devil began to say all this and that. You know, and I reached the age that, what you call it, a man 50 years old, Brother Andy? No, you had the, you have to, you man get out of sudden air. I done lost words. Come on, doctors. What's that? I can't think of the word right now. That's not right. Anyway, you know, a man has to go through that. And I can't even think of the word. But, you know, everybody was just telling me, you know, you maybe got this and you maybe got that. And, you know, and my day was coming. So I stood out of work that day. Amen. And bless the Lord. And I'm just following the Lord. But I stood out of work that day. Amen. And I was getting ready to go to the doctor. And my wife was waiting on me. And I went up the street and I passed this guy walking. Amen. And I asked him, I says, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. He said, I just had to go to the doctor. And he said, the doctor checked me. He said, I got a little touch of cancer. I said, you know, and then the first thing the devil said, that's the same thing you got. Are you hearing me? See, that could be a giant. Are you hearing me? But see, perfect love casts out all fear. So I'm riding down the road, and the devil said, now you know that what you got. Your days is number. And let me tell you what. You know what I said to the devil? You are a liar. I don't have that. See, I said, Jesus Christ has healed me, and with this strife, I am healed. Man, I wish I could think of that word. Come on, Dr. Andy. Amen. So the enemy began to tell me, this is your problem. You know, but the devil want me to act on it. See, what he want me to do, he want to steal my joy. And see, when the devil done named something on you, see, I'm not trying to tell you not to go to the doctor. But I just don't like the doctor be naming things on me. I just don't like him naming things on me. What's that on your arm? And he got to look in his book. This is that. And what you got over there? I don't want you to know what I got. Amen. And that's the way it is. Amen. So I got to trust in God. Amen. You got to face your giant. Amen. The giants in your life. Giants in your home. Giants of peer pressure. Giants, amen. Giants in your marriage. But you got to face your giant one way or another. Thank God for the victory, amen. So, Brother Andy, amen, the gentleman told me, and I went back to the house, and I told my wife, and she said, just trust in the Lord. I said, oh, I do. I'm trusting in God. Amen. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor, amen, amen, took a little blood. But I thank God I got the blood of Jesus. Somebody say amen. That cleansing blood, amen. That wash away all my sin, amen. Then the doctor took a little blood, amen, and he went away, amen. And the devil began to talk and said, you ain't going to live, boy. Amen, you're going to live. You ain't going to see 59. And he kept running his mouth. But thank God I'm already 59. So that's one lie he told. So one thing I know about the devil, that's all he do is tell lies. And I don't understand why we listen to him. Every time he opened his mouth, he lied. And folks sit there and listen at him. He can make it sound so appealing. Amen. But he's a liar. He's the father of liars. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Can the church say amen? So, amen. The trouble with the doctor went away. He came back. Amen. And my wife and I, we were just sitting in there. She's holding me by my hand. I said, honey, I want you to go with me. Amen. It's something about having your companion with you. Amen. It's just something having your wife with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I remember just going in there and the doctor began to talk to me and he telling me, Mr. Chilton, did you drink all of this? Did you do all this? And I said, yes. See, I'm drinking of that fountain. Amen. So if I drink of God's spirit, amen, I'm going to be okay. You're going to be okay if you just drink from that fountain. Amen. That never run dry. So after all that, I remember they put me on a stretcher and, amen, they rolled me down the hall. But I sang a song to myself. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. I'm not afraid of you, devil. You can't even put your hands on me. You can't touch my home. Oh, yeah. Somebody say amen. Now, there is no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. The Bible don't say that it won't form up. It may form up and it may look like it's going to prosper, but it won't prosper because God's word declare that we are overcomers. Amen. So I remember when I was going in the room, I remember so well, the nurse came in. Oh my. And you know, and the nurse came in, one doctor and all female. Man, that really messed with me. Amen. So the doctor, amen, amen, the doctor, I remember this nurse came to me, and I said, ma'am, I got one question. You know, first of all, I'm being a man, and all these females in here, I'm just embarrassed. So, you know, I don't want to see this. So I said, ma'am, how long, when you give me that shot, how long it's going to be before I won't even know a thing? She said, son, Mr. Chilton, it won't take long. And that's the way you need a shot of God's Holy Spirit, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, you need to tell the devil that he's a liar. So only thing I remember when the lady gave me the shot, and I began to look around, and I remember the last word, the nurse came in and said, Mr. Chisholm, where are you from? And I told her exactly where I'm from. And that's the way it is. The devil like to ramshackle your mind. You forget you're a child of God. But when you land down in the midst of the mire, amen, you still need to have your right mind. Say, I'm a child of God. If the devil put his foot on your neck, you need to say, I'm a child of God. If the doctor say your blood pressure is about to hit the roof, you need to say, I'm still a child of God. Yes, sir. I'm still a child of God. So the last thing I remember, amen, when the doctor asked me that question, and next I know, bless the Lord, next I know, I could hear my wife's voice said, Isaiah, everything went just fine. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? And don't you know, one of these days, amen, the trial that we go through seems like you just can't make it. Seems like these trials are so hard. I just can't make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Before you know it, you done went through that trial. You done went through that test. You done passed the test. Then you realize you're on the other side. And you say, Lord, I made it. Why? Because you don't let that giant stop you. You got to have a testimony. You got to have a testimony. And I realize in this hour, you got to know that you are called. Somebody say amen this morning. If you don't know that you're called of God, I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm just going to be free this morning. I'm not here just to warm a pew. I'm not here to put my name on a roll book. I come here to make the devil mad. Amen. One thing about me, I got a big mouth. And the reason I got a big mouth, because the devil won't leave me alone. Somebody say amen. See, that you may be quiet because you're scared of the devil. Let you hear me. Let me tell you something this morning. It's greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world. There ain't nothing that the devil can do to me unless God allowed him to do it. You say, I'm going through. I'm going through, Brother Chilton. I'm going through. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I want to tell you, that's a testimony. You ought to thank God that you're going through. Are you hearing me? You're going through your trial. But what if you were stopped this morning? You ought to thank God that you're able to wave your hand. Sometimes we complain about little petty things, and you ought to thank God you complained. Amen. I told it here before. I remember, amen, I went up to the grocery store. Amen. And I pulled up to the grocery store, and I saw someone sitting beside the store. So in my mind, the first thing I realized, now they're going to beg for money. You know, they want something. So I pulled up to the grocery store, and this lady came up, and she walked right directly in front of me. And as she was going up, in my mind, I said, okay, he's getting ready to beg. He need a job. He need a job. That's my attitude. He need to get a job, just like I got a job. Go to work. Amen. Huh? Go to work. That's how we sometimes, as Christians, we so quick to judge somebody. And you never don't know why they're in that condition. But we want to judge somebody. She should have known better. How do you know? Amen. Somebody say amen. So when I was walking up to the store, amen, walking up to the door, amen, the lady spoke to the gentleman, and she said, how are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm doing good. Just a little pain every now and again. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, a little pain. He can't wait till I come in his view. But when the lady went in, then I saw the whole view. This man had no legs. But he said I was doing fine. But look at us this morning. We got hands that we could praise God. Amen. We got a home. Amen. With something, a roof over our head. We got enough to praise God for. And we ought to thank God. Amen. The trial. Amen. You ought to thank God. Somebody say, well, brother children, I got high blood. Well, what if you had no blood at all? Somebody say amen. You say, brother children, my arm is about to kill me. But you better thank God you got another arm. Somebody say amen. You say, man, my feet is about to kill me. There's somebody that don't even have feet this morning. So I thank God this morning. Why I got a breath, I'm going to praise the God. I want the devil to know that I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I believe that this message will get the job done. This message will bring joy in your home. Amen. You got to know how to face your giant. Amen. Can the whole church say amen? Amen. You got to know how to face your giant. Amen. So you found, amen, as we say, the nation of Israel was in a position where they, amen, was with the enemy that was to challenge them. And Goliath come out there with the boast. Ain't nobody could live right. Ain't nobody could live a Christian life. Ain't nobody could do that. The only person could do that is Jesus Christ. The only person could do that was William Branham. Well, if William Branham could do it, I could too. Because William Branham was a man, and so am I. So the same Holy Ghost that William Branham had, you got the same Holy Ghost, but you got to know how to die to yourself. Somebody say amen. You got to know how to face your giant. Amen. You got to know how to face your giant. And I realized I could save myself a lot of pain if I just learned how to get on my knees and pray. No, we try to figure it out. We try to figure it out. We try to do the math. We try to do the numbers. It don't work that way. What we need to do is just get on our knees and pray. Leave it to God. But sometimes we want to argue it out. That don't work. It don't work. It makes matter worse. You got to take your problem. You got to take your problem and put it in the hands of God Almighty. And say, Lord, I leave my problems right there. Don't tell me you ain't got no problem, because everybody got some. If you're on this earth, you got a problem. Somebody say amen. You might look pretty and cute, amen, but you're dealing with something, amen. We're in this old pest house, and I'm sick and tired of this old pest house. Man, I'm tired. I've been in this house now for 59 years. I done paid the rent on it, and I'm tired, brother Andy. I'm ready for a new home. I don't know how long you've been in your little house. But ain't you tired of this old pest house? Windows broken, letting in the cold air, spirits come on, you don't know where they come from. You get tired, you get weary, cold air blows in. Sometimes you don't even feel like going to church. Sometimes I just feel like staying home. The past is gone, so you really don't have to go. He's not your God. If he don't know, never come back, I know where you're going to be at. You're going to be home. So you got to put your trust in God. Let me tell you something. Don't you never, ever put your confidence in the flesh of a man. Put your confidence in God. Because if the man fails you, you're going back. But then I've learned the hard way. My wife used to tell me, you better trust in God. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trusting in God. Every battle that comes my way, I said, my God is more than able to take me through this battle. He's more than able. Because greater is he that is in me. But what I got to learn how to do, I got to learn how to submit. You know, I'm how many of you the bride of Jesus Christ? Is that right? We the bride of Jesus Christ. So who is our husband? Christ. Now, me as a bride, sometimes it's hard for me to submit. Huh? It's hard for me to submit. I just, sometimes he'll tell me, but sometimes I just don't want to submit to my husband. Sometimes you just don't want him to have over you. You just don't want him to be your head. You know, somebody say, man. And sometimes we depend on our little bank account. You don't hardly need the Lord. I mean, you got money. You don't hardly need the Lord. You got money. Don't let you have a good job. You really don't need God. And let me tell you what, that job will run out. Everything will fail, man. But I realize you got to trust in God. And I realize, church, I realize that, amen, the greatest battle, as I keep repeating myself, you have to notice now, when you get my age, you keep repeating yourself. Your day is coming, amen. Amen. But you got to learn to trust in God. You got to learn how. Say, Lord, I can't fix it. Lord, I can't make this thing work. I got to trust in you. And you got to take your family and you got to lay them on the altar. But then I don't know how to control my family. But me trying to fix it, I'm only going to make a mess. Somebody said, well, I've been married long enough. I know how to fix my. If you do, you tell me. I want some notes. Amen. How to make a marriage run smooth. I've been trying now for 37 years, and it just ain't working. And I realize you got to put that thing in prayer, amen. And sometimes you got to learn how to keep your mouth shut. Somebody say amen. You as men now, you got to learn how to walk away so you can live to see another day. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to learn the hard way. We as men, we the head of the house. Yeah, keep on with that. You're only making matter worse. Let me tell you something. Brother, let me tell you something. I don't know how long you've been married, brother, but I realize if you get your wife upset, it ain't nothing right. Huh? Can you agree with me? Ain't nothing right. The pictures on the wall ain't right. I ain't trying to be funny, but the cat sound like a dog. I'm serious now. Get your wife crossed up. Ain't nothing right. You might as well forget it. So the best thing you could do is keep peace in your home. Best thing you could do is just walk away. You say, well, you a coward. No, I'm trying to save my head. I'm trying to save a heartache. Amen. And I don't know why we don't understand. The Bible says she is as a weaker vessel. Don't get upset, man. She's not a weaker vessel, but she has a weaker vessel. Now I'm going to step on my toe. You, brother, come on in the line. Let me step on yours, too. Anyway, when you got a man always, now I'm following the Lord. And somebody must be needed. When you got a man always yabby-yabby behind his wife back, something is wrong with that man. Can I come on, brother? Man, I thought your brother was coming up here. Help me out. When you got a man always arguing back and forth to a wife. But then I realized a man's supposed to say what he means and mean what? Man, is that all the men's in here? A man's supposed to say what he means and what? That sounds a little better. But we don't want to do that, but then. No, we don't want to do that. We got to prove a point. We got to prove. I remember some years ago, and I'm going to hold that right there. I remember some years ago, my wife and I, we first got married. Now, y'all pull me into this. That could be your giant. And that could be my giant. But you got to know how to deal with it. I remember some years ago, my wife and I, amen, we first got married. First got married, just about anything I said, she'd purr like a little kid. How many of your wives still purr like a little kid? Huh? You rub her head, she just purr like a kid. Whatever you do, don't rub it up that way. But my wife and I remember so well, I said something to her. Me and her was debating on something. And you know how us, our men's are. We got to get the last word. We wear the biggest britches in the house, or the only britches. Amen. So we got to get the last word. And I remember my wife was real humble, just got married. And I would say something, she would say something. I would say something, and she would say something. But my voice got more deeper than her voice. But when I got the last, she said a word, but I said what I had to say. Then I said, if that's it, if that's it, you got anything else? She said, no. I said, well, then case closed. Brother, look, brother, I'm the man of that house. I run that house. I don't need God right now. I run this house. And when I told my wife that, I said, you got anything else? She said, no. I said, well, then case closed. And I shut the door. I was just adding on to my house. And I forgot there was a big gulf between where I was at. And I said, well, case closed. And I closed the door. And I walked in midair. Did you believe that? I went down to the ground. Amen. When I hit the ground, I had something in my hand. It spilled all over my face. And I could see the devil laughing at me. He said, boy, see what you keep running your mouth. And see, you can't do it that way. That's not how you fight your giant. Yeah. Learn to be quiet. Learn how to pray. But, you know, I said this now. I don't know if you, brother, agree with me. But anytime you got, let's say a husband and wife. That could be your giant. Huh? That's where the devil really fights marriages. And a husband and wife. And a husband and wife, they're spatting. And he's like, are you hearing me? And she said, wait, you ought to go back to your mama. And he, oh, mind, you ain't happened nothing. You ain't a battle. And he said, woman, I just married you just to help you. You need to go back with your family. Oh, my, you're raising up a heap batter. Oh, my goodness, now the devil is using you. But anytime you got a man that's running behind a woman, are you ready, brother? When a man is chasing behind a woman, he might as well, you might as well go somewhere. Instead of getting you a pair of pants, get you a dress and put on because you're acting like a female. But then, do I need to leave now? But the Tom know what I'm talking about, huh? Huh? But you take elderly man. Look at me. Look real good back there. Amen. Because I think he could tell me something. But we always want to try to fix up something. When God tells us to do something, we need to face it and say, Lord, whatever you say, I will obey it. But God tell us how to face our giant. But no, we don't want to do that. We want to try to fix it ourselves. And you make a mess every time. I don't know about you, but I make a mess. I just break something. And I try to fix. And I tried one time, try to fix my family. I can't fix a family. It takes God to fix my family. I don't know how to get my wife together with my daughter and my grandbaby. I don't know how to do that. Talking about having a family divorce, it's going to take the Spirit of God to live in my heart, to pray and lead my family. But then I realize that we are in a battle. And I realize that the choices that I make in this hour, the choices that I make, amen, it could cause my family to suffer bitter if I don't make the right choice. But I thank God this morning, my choice is in Jesus this morning. He's my helper this morning. He's my keeper this morning. And he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. But David went out, amen, and his brother was out there, and Goliath come out there. Ooh, we got a champion. Bring him out here. And David went out there. Did you know the story? To take some bread to his brother. They was in battle. And David got to hear, amen, that giant out there boasting. And that's what people are saying today. You got those folks that call themselves in the message. They can't live no better than the nomination. But let me tell you what, the devil is a liar. Are you hearing me? Amen. We got something that can keep us. We got something that can keep us holy. We got something that can make us live holy. And that thing that I'm talking about is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you live right. The Holy Ghost will make a grown man get down on his knees and tell his wife, honey, I'm sorry. Huh? Well, I do it, Brother Andy. I ain't too proud. I want to go to heaven. I don't want nothing to stop me. I get on my knees and say, honey, look, if I'm wrong, am I right? I say, honey, please forgive me. And sometimes I'll be waiting for her to say that she's wrong. But I'll be just waiting. She'd say, isn't that wrong with me? So you just got to keep on going on. Amen. You got to know how to fight your giant. You just got to get it off your shoulder. Yes, men, you got to know how to fight. You got to know how to move. You got to know how to lead your family. If you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Somebody say, man, I'm talking about trouble. But I thank God this morning for victory. Facing your giant. Facing your giant. Facing your giant. You can't run from your giant. But David, when he heard all that mouth. And see, when the devil tell me, when I heard Brother So-and-so fella, this went back. But you know what it does to me? It put a fight in me. Amen. Brother, it put a fight in me. Amen. In this battle right here. Brother, in this battle, Brother Steve. In this battle, I see great men, Brother Steve, right? Brother Luke, Steve somewhere back there. Amen. Praise God. Well, you're all family. Amen. But you know what? In this battle, I'm saying I got to keep fighting. Brother Andy, we'll put our shoulder together. We'll fight, brother, in this war. Let me tell you something, brother. We might be got different complexion, but we got the same blood that come from the Almighty God. And we are on one purpose is getting on the other side. So therefore, you are my brother. Sister, you are my sister. I don't care what they say, you are my sister. Now you try to figure out that, just bust your brains out. She is my sister. That is my baby sister. That is my big brother. That's my little brother. If you don't see it that way, you're going to have problems. Tom is my big dad, my big brother, amen, my elderly brother. I look up to Brother Tom because I need some help in this thing, amen, because we are in a war. But if you can sit down and listen to the elder brother, they'll help you out. And I'm trying to tell you, you got to joy when you come to church, amen. You got to praise the Lord. You know, when the devil fights me, that's when I sing the hardest. Because I ain't said, sister, I ain't stopping. I wish I still know how to play the piano. I'll make the devil mad. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And let me tell you why I'm so happy. Because God placed something inside of me before the foundation of the world, sister. He put a gene seed in there. You got one too. And you should let nothing separate you. You shouldn't let nothing stop you. He gave you a praise to worship God. Don't let nobody steal that from you. Don't let your husband steal your joy. I remember I used to come to church when in my younger part of my marriage. Now y'all pulling me back this again. In my younger part of my marriage, me and my wife got a little crossed up, amen. We sitting in church praising God and my God. And she just praising God. And I'm all sitting there. The devil just beat me up. And I want to praise God, but she praises God. Now I'm trying to figure out how she going to praise God, and she did all that last night. Huh? And that's what we do. But my thing is, I shouldn't worry about trying to figure out. She might have prayed on the way to church and said, God, forgive me, and God forgave her. But I'm sitting there trying to figure out her. You know what I should be doing? Minding my own business. I should be working out my own soul salvation with fear and tremor. Somebody say amen. So I come this morning because I got a praise on my heart. Amen. So thank God that I'm saved. I thank God I'm going to heaven. Whoa, glory to God. Excuse me. Praise God. I got something to thank God for. You folks don't know how happy I am. But then I can't go to hell. I didn't come from hell, and I can't go back to hell. I can't go to hell. Let me tell you something. You do the math on this. I went to hell one time when he went down into hell, but I rolled with him. One time was a mistake, and two times is a habit. Amen. I come from God, and I'm going back to God. That's why I'm a warrior, brother. I can't let the devil steal my joy. I remember the time when the devil crossed me all up sometime. Amen. I'll still make it to church. Amen. Sometimes you always know how I get there, but I come through the side door. And time I get there, amen, the devil all got me all pushed down in the sea. Amen. And the pastor say, Brother Chisholm, come up and lead us in a few songs. And I'm saying to myself, God, you got to help me. Buddy, when I get up there, you talking about a victory. You talking about a praise God. Oh, my God. You talking about a shout of the victory. See, I thank God. I was once bound, but now I'm free, amen. I'm free. It's liberty this morning. I thank God I'm free this morning because how the Son set free is what? I'm free this morning. Look at me. I can kick my legs. Huh? I can wave my hand. See, I ain't too proud this morning. You know how sometimes folks come to church, they be want to be real proud. Amen. God hates a proud look. And I don't know why people try to look that way. Ain't nothing pretty about us. The only thing good about us is that gene seed in the inside. So you ought to lift your hand to God and say, Lord, I thank you for Calvary this morning. I thank you for victory this morning. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How many of you got the victory this morning? Oh, victory in Jesus this morning. My Savior, my Redeemer, facing your giant. But when David heard his brother, amen, running, David said, who is that? Who is that? And they said, David, you can't mess with him. That's a champion of the Philistine. And David said, do you hear what he just said? He just said he defiled the message of the hour. He defiled the true Christian. But you know what I want to tell that devil? I can live holy. I can live a holy life. I can walk a holy life. I can live a sanctified life. I can. Why? Because it's Jesus Christ is inside of me. I thank God for the victory. It used to have been a time I was bound by circumstances. But this morning, I am free this morning. I can wave my hand. And I said, Lord, I thank you this morning. I used to come to church and I was all bound up in church. I didn't know what was going to go on with my life. But I thank God this morning, I'm free. I can face my giant. Maybe your giant is on the job. Maybe your giant is your boss, man. But you got to face your giant. You got to realize. And first of all, you need an experience with God. You need a new birth. If you ain't got a new birth, you don't know how to fight. You got to have a new birth. You got to have an experience with God. And sometimes, I don't know about you. Have it been a time when that old devil just tell you, you might as well throw in the towel? Have you ever gotten there? You feel like just throwing in the towel. You feel like there's no hope. But when you throw in the towel, before you know it, God give you back the towel. Because God didn't make you a loser. God make you a winner. God made you a warrior. God made you an overcomer. That's what he saw you, my brother. That's what he saw you, my sister. You said, Brother Chisholm, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. What everybody got a testimony. One thing I could say this morning, that Jesus Christ died for all of my sin. He suffered for all of my pains and my agony this morning. I thank God for victory this morning. How many of you thank God for victory this morning? Why don't you just speak to your doubt and say, doubt, you got to go. Frustration, you got to go. High blood pressure, you got to go. You got to trust in God. How many of you trust in God? How many of you truly trust in God? A few weeks ago in September, a month ago or two, we had the opportunity, we flew out to New York, amen. And we had a wonderful service. And my, didn't the Lord really come in a great way. Amen. Amen. We had denomination from every walk of life. Amen. We had female ministers that was in there. But I didn't know that, but Holy Spirit knew. Amen. We had the Baptists. We had the Methodists. But let me tell you what, them people were so glad to have the word. I mean, those people was preaching. One guy had an earring in his ear. He came up to me. He said, "Preacher, you make me feel like going to church and be a Christian." Amen. But you got people that's sitting in the message of the hour. They get to a place, they be so starchy. Sometimes I just look around and in my closing, I said, "Where is the joy? Where is the joy?" I said, "Where is the joy?" Sometimes people come to church, they look like they be mad about something. And I said, "All what God has done for you, every time you blow out that old air, God give you fresh air." And folks come to church, we look at all. Sometimes I ask people, I said, "What's wrong? Why are you looking like that? We shouldn't look like that." I pulled up to a fast food one time. This lady at the register, amen, at the cashier, she was looking like, amen. I asked, I said, "Ma'am, are you getting laid off today? Why are you looking that way?" You ought to be happy this morning. You ought to be showing all 32 or whatever you got up there. You need to be praising God. You ought to be happy that you're in a place that can get all of the truth. Now, those denominational people that I went to in Brooklyn, amen, them people ain't got all truth. And they got a little bit of word. And they had one bishop got up and he said, "Make God," and he prayed sincere. Sincerity. He said, "God bless America." But when I got up, I didn't mean to do it. But I said, "I heard you pray, my brother. Church of the Living God." I said, "You praying for God bless America." I said, "America has turned down her visitation. America is doomed." So I'm happy this morning. I got the victory this morning. The devil thought he had me. But I got the victory this morning, brother. And I was coming down the road this morning. The devil thought he had me, but I got the victory this morning. I could wave both hands this morning. I could say hallelujah anyhow. Don't you let your trouble get you down. I got the victory this morning. I got the victory this morning over the enemy. And the world can't do me no harm. How many of you thank God for your victory this morning? How many of you thank God that you was able, that he give you the right mind, Brother Tom? You know, I look at an elderly brother like you, and I look at God. I said, "God, you allow, and man, you kept me for all of these years. God kept me. I can't keep myself. He kept me in love with him. He kept me to love this message, amen. When many of them walk away and say it's false, but God kept me in love. God keep me in love with my wife." How many could truly say that? Can I get the brother to say that? God keep me in love with my wife. 37 years, my love has not changed. Can I get a full amen? Brother Tom, can I get a full amen? 37 years, we may go through battle sometime. I ain't going to say battle won't come, but I got my eyes on that North Star. Amen. I might get knocked down sometime. I might get turned around, but I got my eyes on that North Star. And long as I keep my eyes on that North Star, I will have love in my heart for my wife. Can the whole brother say amen? Can the sister say amen this morning? Do you just love everybody? Musician, will you work your way up here this morning? How many of you got victory this morning? The greatest battle. And David, amen, wasn't afraid of Goliath. But I'm going to tell you this morning, don't you be afraid. You face your giant. And how you face your giant is in prayer. Face your giant in prayer. Face your giant in prayer. My wife and I, of my family, we're making a big transition. We are moving. And we pray to God. Sister, just play something real softly for me. And we were just praying to God. And my wife began to pray. She said, Lord, if we move, she told the Lord what she wanted. Not only did she say it in words, but she wrote it down. She told God what size house she wanted. She told God she wanted a 5-bedroom and she wanted 3 baths. I didn't know that, Brother Andy, but when we went to New York, people was putting their requests in the box. And my wife put in there that what she wanted. And when we got back to the church, amen, out of nowhere, a precious brother and a sister said, Brother Chisholm, we have a home for you. And the Lord blessed us with that home. And I asked, how many rooms is in that house? He says, 5 bedrooms and 3 baths. And see, God will give you the desires of your heart. If you serve the Lord God with all of your heart. And see, I've learned, don't look at your failures. Because Jesus already done died for every one of your failures. And see, when you look at your failures, you can't praise God. I'm not looking at my failures. I'm looking at Calvary. I'm looking at what Jesus done for me at Calvary Cross. And I tell that devil this morning, you ain't got nothing on me. This morning, I am free this morning. I'm saved. I have been redeemed this morning. And you know, you need to tell that devil, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. How many of you thank God for that old rugged cross? Amen. You got to face your giant. And when David came up against Goliath, amen. And David had 4 brothers. Somebody say amen. And David picked up 5 smooth stones. Amen. David picked up those stones. And somebody said the 4 stones was for his 4 brothers. But let me tell you, church, I don't know. But David took that 1 stone. David knew that he had his spirits with God. And that's what you need to do. Listen to me. When your back is against the wall, you need to take that stone in your hand and say, devil, I maybe got 1 shot, but I'm going to take this stone and I'm going to tell everyone of my unbelievers, you got to move. Somebody say amen. The prophet of God said, David took that stone. That stone, when he picked up and he took that stone, and the prophet of God said, when he took that stone, when he threw that stone picked up 1,000 miles per second. How many of you know that? Well, that's all right, isn't it? He took that stone and it picked up 1,000 miles per second. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I believe what the prophet said. Amen. If the prophet said it, I believe it. Amen. Because let me tell you what. Anything God is backing up, God, a supernatural God that can do supernatural things. God is a healer. God is a deliverer this morning. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Sitting in a church one day, there was a brother sitting in the church going through pains in his body. I didn't know that, but I was preaching. Because of that brother preached, that brother, pardon me, that brother was pulling. He was facing Goliath. He had pain in his hand. He said after service, he was going to the emergency room. But I didn't know it. But because of his pull, I look at that brother and I said, my brother, Jesus Christ healed you. And immediately, the pain left his hand. Let me tell you this morning. Whatever you do, don't let church become common to you. Because if you come to church and you ain't looking for nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. Next month, I'm flying to, by the help of the Lord, I'm flying to Johannesburg, South Africa. The brother told me yesterday, get ready to preach 4 and 5 services a day. I said, my God, I need to gain some weight before I go over there. But let me tell you what. I'm ready for somebody to love that word. I don't want somebody to say, Brother Chisholm, I just want to look in that eyes of that marriage that's about to come apart. And somebody said, Brother Chisholm, my marriage was on the edge, but the Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, you don't have to be afraid of your giant. You can face your giant this morning. Face your giant, because there's no weapon that's formed against you. shall prosper. Do you love him? Sister, give me the key of G. Will it be all right if I sing that song, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him? Is it be all right? I don't know. Some people think when I sing that song, maybe you think about Santa Claus or Christmas trees. I don't know. But that song been on my heart and I sung it Sunday. Let's try that song, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him. Won't you just stand with me and let us adore him? He's Christ. He's Christ, our Savior. Do you love him? He's worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Let's sing it this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come. Oh, come, let us adore him. Alone. Sing it one more time. Oh, come. Come, let us. We adore you this morning, Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Give me the next verse. Hallelujah. For he alone. For he alone. He alone. Said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you ought to worship him right where you are this morning. Let's start it to the top again. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh,
Brother Chisholm comes to visit us. Amen. He's definitely has a special ministry, for sure. I'm going to ask Sister Kristen, can you come up and sing the verses with I'm Going to Make It? Sister Anna was playing that there when Brother Chisholm finished. Sometimes I find that Satan, right? We've got our Goliath, we've got our giant that we've got to fight. He beats us up for mistakes we make. He beats us up for things that we've done wrong. And he says, hey, you're not worthy. You ain't going to make it. Might as well just give up. Throw in the handkerchief or the towel, whatever Brother Chisholm's throwing there, and give up. But I'm thankful. Brother Chisholm said, I know I'm going to make it. Amen. You already went once to hell, right? When God went, Christ went and took the keys away from Satan. Amen. And he rose again. Amen. So I want to sing that, sing this song, and Sister Kristen will help us with the verses, and then we'll close for this afternoon, and then this evening, going to come back, and Brother Burley is going to be looking forward to that. Brother Burley is going to speak to us. Let's sing that. We'll start. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. He already said that I would. Amen. And I'll keep on trusting that He's working everything for my good. And He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view. Oh,
I have already come, and He keeps on giving the grace and the strength to just keep pressing on. He's given a promise.
Make it.
Yes, I'm gonna make it.
our Father, and we're just so thankful that we were able to come together again this morning, Father, and just to worship and to hear your word, Lord. And Father, we are just often so amazed how you always know exactly what needs to be said, Father, and how you use man to speak to us, Lord. And Lord, we want to thank you for our brother Chisholm to coming, Father. Lord, we just ask that you'll give him strength, that you'll bless him, Father, give him traveling mercies as he heads home. And Lord, we are so thankful, Father. We want to just continue to remember that, Father, the sermon, Father, that we have you, Father, on our side, Father, and that we can face any giant. Lord, whether it's physical, relationship, Father, financial, Lord, whether it's an issue going on with our job, Lord Jesus, we are thankful, Father, that you are there beside us, because, Lord, we know that we can't do it alone, Lord. Just so thankful for that. Lord, we ask that you'll go with us, Father, and be with us this afternoon, Father. Bring those back that can make it, Father, for our service this afternoon. Lord, and all the activities that we've got going on, or between the services, Lord, that you bless them, Father. May we continue to remember this, Father, and Lord, to be able to fellowship over it, Father, and remember your word, Lord, and that, Lord, it'll help us to be closer Christians to you, Father, because that's really the reason we're here, Lord. We ask it in your name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. We're going to sing that. As we sing it, you can go. I'm gonna make